God, if you could go back and relive one day of your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from the you you once knew. Now yesterday's shame keeps saying that you'll never get back on track. But what if I told you you're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home. One step from arms wide open, his love has never let you go. You're not alone, you're one step away. It doesn't matter how far you've gone, mercy says you don't have to keep running down the road. You're on. Love's never met a lost cause. Your shame, lay it down. Leave your ghost in the past, cause you know that you can't go back. But you can turn around. You've never been more than one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Well, good morning. How y'all doing tonight? Good morning. It's morning, not night, but God is good. He's worthy. Morning and night. So let's worship. Hallelujah. Are we gonna have to do better than this? Come on, God. Remember, we're serving an awesome God. Right? We're serving an awesome God, an even greater God than our struggles. So let's worship. Hallelujah. I want to clap a little louder than before. I want to sing a little louder than before. I want to jump higher than before, Lord. Let me hear you shout louder. Come on and sing.
Freedom.
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 My freedom is freedom. Here right now.
Freedom. Oh, oh, oh. Freedom.
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 Oh. I want to sing a little louder than before.
Oh, 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 oh.
I want to spin wilder than before, Lord. Let me hear you shout louder. Come on and sing.
Freedom.
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 Hey, yeah, yeah. For
freedom.
Freedom, oh, for freedom.
Freedom.
Thank you, Lord, for my freedom.
Freedom.
Oh, I worship you.
Freedom.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah. Come on, let me hear you sing it.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah.
You know your action is prophetic. Hallelujah. So shake it off.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I am free. Yeah.
If you really believe it, just repeat after me and sing. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I can sing, Lord. Hallelujah. I can shout for my freedom.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's sing out freedom. You got freedom, let me feel you.
Come on, no more shackles.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free. Yeah.
Come on and sing it out if you believe it.
No more shackles, no more chains.
If you actually believe it, let me hear you sing it out. Come on.
No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage, I am free.
Come on, let's get hyped for our freedom. Let's just sing this out. Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I am free. I am free. I am free to shout. I am free.
Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore.
If you believe that, sing that out this morning. Nothing is impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible. Your kingdom reigns unstoppable. We'll shout your praise forevermore. Jesus, our God, unstoppable. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on and on and on. Let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Hallelujah. I want everybody to just raise up their hands right now, and in your own way, I want you to just begin to thank God for you. I want you to say out loud, because when you start praising God out loud, the atmosphere around you begins to shift and change. Go ahead, start speaking the word of God right now. Start thanking him for your breakthrough. Start thanking him for the things that you don't even have yet that you know you have in faith. Go ahead, keep going. Keep praising his name. Just say the name Jesus. If you have nothing else to say, speak in tongues, say hallelujah, just start clapping, say something.
You deserve it.
really quick. Nobody has spent more to win you than Jesus. There is no man that's given up more. There is no woman that's given up more. Your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, it doesn't matter. Anybody who's given anything to you, that's fine. But Jesus gave everything to win you so that he could give you a chance to be saved. Not because he knew you would be saved or because he knew you would choose him. But the Bible says he gave his life so that you might be saved. No one has given more. He deserves everything. He just wants us to lift our hands. He just wants us to love him. So I want everybody to get your hands up right now because there's no one more deserving of our love and praise, okay? Just sing it out. You deserve it. Come on, he gave up everything.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Come on, church, lift them up. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Jesus, it's all about you. What we do, who we are, it's all about you. Jesus. Jehovah Rapha wants to call out healings this morning. If you have sickness in your body, you have pain in your body, I want you to lay your hands on yourself. Put your right hand, if you can, if it be your left hand, do it. But right now, put your hand where it hurts. Put your hand where the pain is. Jehovah Rapha, the healer, he's in here today. Jesus, right now we call upon your healing anointing. Your anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage. That Father God, when your name be lifted up, you are there. You're there to bring healing to your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command our bodies to line up as the Word of God has commanded it in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, Jesus, we were healed. And Father, I just decree and declare that our bodies are healed in Jesus' name. Father God, right now we lay hands on ourselves. And Father God, we decree, God, in the name of Jesus, that healing anointing come over our bodies even now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, we don't need to have a man lay hands on us. We just need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to bring his anointing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for joining us in your house today. Thank you, Father, for giving us opportunity to come liberally to worship you. To know that we can't walk in here and be judged. That, Father God, we can walk in here and know that we have freedom. We have liberty. And, Father God, we can praise you any way we want. This is your service, Holy Ghost. This is all about you, Holy Spirit. So whatever it is that you want us to know, whatever it is that you're speaking to our spirits today, Father, we give you the right to have your place in this service today in the name of Jesus. That, Father, your name be glorified. Your name be known. That, Father, we're not here just sucking it up for ourselves, but, Father, we can be filled up so, God, we can be overflowing and, Lord, we can pour out on those that are around us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have nothing else to say, we can still say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're worthy. We thank you, Father, for sending your son. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha,
for your faithfulness to heal us. And right now, I even speak to the minds in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare sound mind in Jesus' name. Sound mind in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against the house of God shall prosper in Jesus' name. I speak a sound mind. So any thought that's not what coming from God, we take it into captivity against the obedience of Christ, and we command in Jesus' name to be canceled. Canceled. Broken off from our lives. No longer will those thoughts control us. No longer will those thoughts dictate what we do in life. For God, you are. We have a mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you this service. We thank you for the word that's coming forth. We thank you for the power that's being released. We thank you for the anointing that shifts our lives to align us, Lord God, to do what it is that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, on your way back to your seats, I want you to go up to somebody and say, I love you this morning. Go up to somebody, even if you don't know them, and just say, I love you this morning. We are a loving church here at His Tabernacle. Now listen, for those of you that are still stuck in your seats, you can get out of your seats and say, I love you this morning to somebody. Hallelujah.
Dude, you want some candy?
Oh, pizza.
I got some candy.
No, I'm pizza.
Listen, all I got is candy. That's it. Candy, I don't have any pizza. Okay?
Hey, we got Harvest Fest coming up. It's October 31st right here at the church. It's a Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to be doing games indoors from 6 to 7, and then from 7 to 8, we're doing trunk or treat. So make sure you donate your candy. Also, bring your trunks, put some treats in them, and let's bless these kids. Again, Harvest Fest, October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll see you there.
Hey, man, listen, you need to know Jesus, okay? Listen, come on. It's either turn or burn. You need to know Christ. Come on. Hey, man, listen, I got a quick question. God forbid anything ever happen to you, but the moment that you take your last breath, do you know where you're going to be?
Hey, we got Outreach Saturday coming up, November 4th. We're meeting right here at the church in classroom number 1 at 12 p.m. This is an opportunity where we're learning on how we can take the gospel message to our community and to this world. So make sure you come out for Outreach Saturday. Again, it's November 4th at 12 p.m.
Next Sunday, you don't want to miss it. Be here and bring a friend. John Avanzini is going to be our special guest next Sunday. This is literally a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that Pastor Spencer has gone to a lot of effort to bring this man in, to impart to us, to pray for us, and to bring great wisdom. He is an international speaker, well-renowned and famous across the whole world. So make sure you bring a friend next Sunday, October 22nd.
All right, you guys. Pastor Chad is out of town. We need to come up with a good theme while he's away. What?
You're not Pastor Chad.
Yeah, he's in Mexico. Do you have any ideas, Marcus?
Flannel.
Can you elaborate?
The theme should be flannel.
Any other ideas besides Marcus?
Ooh, how about a Fear Factor night?
Yes!
We should serve apple crisp and ice cream.
Mark! Actually, that's not a bad idea. But let's keep building off of Fear Factor. I want some really serious, gross-out games to get people's attention.
Yeah, but we're gonna need a prize to actually motivate people to come. We're gonna need, like, 12 people, maybe?
You think $150 is enough to motivate people?
Oh yeah, that'll work.
Awesome. Let's do that then. Marcus, what do you think?
What is it, Marcus?
Pastor Chad, where are you? Randall's ruining everything.
Good morning, family! You know, first service was louder than you, so I'm going to give you a second chance. Are you ready? Good morning, family! Very awesome. Very, very good. Listen, we thank you. We're so excited about today's service. We want to first start off by welcoming all of our first-time guests to the house. If you are a first-time guest, if you could just raise your hand up, we're not going to pull you out or embarrass anything like that, but we have a gift to give to you. If you are a first-time guest, if you just want to raise your hand up, or maybe you brought somebody brand new and you want to raise it for them. All right. We don't have any. Do we have a hand raised? Do we have one? We got, oh, okay. All right, listen, can we give our guests a hand clap? We got some over here. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Right after the service for you guests, we do have a guest reception. It's to the right. If you look to the wall, you cannot see through the wall, by the way, but it's to your right. We have a guest reception right down the hallway. We'd like to get to know you after the service, and there is refreshments and coffee provided. We also want to welcome all the live streamers this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we love you right here from home, and we pray blessings over you and that you're blessed by this service. The last thing we want to talk about, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks, and again, I had to dress up in that nice muscle shirt. And for those of you, that really wasn't real. But anyway, some of you, I love you because you're always laughing at me no matter if I'm funny or not. But anyway, this service, you're going to see a clipboard that's going to be going around in the rows. And make sure, we're looking for people to help volunteer their trunks. If you have a trunk that you'd like to put some candy into, it's called Trunk or Treat. This is something that we do for the kids, and they have an awesome time. This is one of our funnest events that we do during the year. But we want people to sign up for Trunk or Treat, so you're going to have a clipboard that's going through the rows. And guess what? For the winner, everybody say, who's going to win? I don't know. But listen, the winner gets You get a free night stay at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. Some adults like that. So you will get a prize for the winner of the Trunk or Treat. But we want to have people sign up for that. We need help as well as donation of candy. Amen? Amen. Pastor Cody.
Don't you love Pastor Dan? Hey guys, it's October. And I think we're finally getting fall. Praise the Lord. Anybody sick of the hot weather? It is ridiculous. I need some sweatshirts in my life, a cold tree stand. No, come on, guys. Come on now. Look, Pastor Obi's about to preach, so you can't be quiet. I'm just trying to warm you up a little bit. But it's October, and that means it's National Pastors Appreciation Month, which is really exciting. Look, I'm a little biased because it's like the only pastor I've actually had slash parent. But I believe that our pastors have made an impact on all of us. And I just want to show them love the very last week of October. I'm not saying you got to give them a $1 trillion check. That's not really what it's about. It's just letting them know that you love them, that the impact that they've made. Paul made a really cool statement. He was writing and he said, "We're experiencing physical death so that you can have spiritual life." And that's what your pastor does every single day, is he puts down his desires, his life, those things, so that we can have spiritual life. And that's the biggest gift you could give. And I just want to bless them the last week of this month. So, the last Sunday of the month. What Sunday is it, Miss Carla? The 29th. We're going to come with cards. We're going to love on them. We're going to bless them. We're going to blow up social media for them. And just seriously, pour out love on them, because they give it to us every single day. Now, Pastor Rhonda's obviously not here, so I'm going to be receiving the offering. My only real question for you is, please don't just turn your ears off because I said offering. That happens oftentimes. But I want to contrast two biblical characters real quick. And I was reading a book called Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Lapin, which I encourage anybody to read. It is like seriously amazingly challenging in his thought process and the things he pulls out from the Jewish perspective. And it's really cool. So Thou Shall Prosper by Rabbi Lapin, L-A-P-P-I-N. And he brought up Cain and Abel, which was really cool. And most of us probably know about Cain and Abel. But if you don't, let me give you the story real quick. They were the sons of Adam and Eve. And Cain and Abel both brought an offering to God. Now, Abel brought an offering, and the Bible says that God respected it, which means he looked at it and accepted it. But Cain brought an offering from his farming, and the Bible says that the Lord did not respect it. So he did not look at the offering. And it's wild, because from that, Cain murdered his brother, which was exposing a heart issue. But I think the heart issue was exposed in his poor offering to God. And because of that heart issue, God actually cursed the land that he was working on. And if you go all the way back to Cain being named, his name literally means to acquire. The meaning of who he was to acquire. And his means to do that and fulfill that was to till and toil and sweat for the land. But because of his heart issue, because of his sin, God cursed what he was able to produce. And then there's another biblical character, Abraham. We know that Abraham was given a son named Isaac. And that was his greatest possession. It was his greatest gift. It was the biggest thing God had given to him. And one day God looked at him in Genesis 22 and he said, "I want you to sacrifice your son." Like, that's like my covenant. That's my promise. That's everything that you've said I was going to have. That's it. And it's crazy, because he didn't argue with God for 6 months. He didn't test it out just a little bit. He went all in. The Bible says in the morning he packed up and he went with servants and with donkeys. And they went and they traveled 3 days. And it's crazy, because when he finally got to that mountain after 3 days, the Bible says that he left the donkey at the bottom of the mountain and went to sacrifice his son to give his biggest offering he'd ever given. And it's cool, because Rabbi Lapin actually said that a donkey can either represent literally a donkey or an animal, or it can represent materialism. And if you look at it from the perspective of materialism, he said Abraham was leaving materialism. He was leaving his earthly possessions. He was leaving everything that had great value to him so he could then give his greatest offering. He was showing that he wasn't stuck on materialistic things any longer, but that God could have full control of every portion in his life, even his most prized possession, his son. It's crazy to see the difference between the two. One was working a cursed land because of his heart issue. And Abraham was given one of the greatest agreements, the greatest covenants that the Bible ever releases. All because of their heart. And I believe that some of us, we've been giving just like Abraham was giving before. And God is calling us to even take a step larger, a step further. Me and my wife, we challenge ourselves every single year to give more than the year before. And I believe that God's going to continue to bless us for that. And I believe that there's other people where you might not have given an offering yet, or it might not have been biblically sufficient. And you feel like you're working a land that is not producing what it should, that you're working and you're sweating, but you're not seeing true increase. You're not seeing truly what should come forward from how much labor you're putting in. So I'd like to encourage you today. Check your heart and let it line up with the Word of God. So as you prepare your offerings, I'm just going to pray real quick, and then we'll stand up and we'll recite Deuteronomy 28 together. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that today that we won't have a heart like Cain, but we'll have a heart as Abraham had. One that's not tied to anything material, but is obedient to you even if it's a stretch for us. Even if it requires more than we're comfortable with. Father, I thank you for obedience in the house. If you agree with it, you're excited about it. Can I hear a mighty amen from the back to the front? Amen. Let's stand to our feet real quick and recite Deuteronomy 28 together. I'm going to need your backup in case I forget it. I almost forgot our first service. It was bad. All right, you ready? I'm blessed going in. Nope. Like you mean it. Like you're declaring it over your life. Like it's a serious thing to you. Let's try it again. I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings are going to chase me down. They're going to trip me up. Why? I didn't hear you. Why? I'm not sure. Why? You know how you know you prove you're a child of God? By your obedience to the Word of God. Let's give our tithes and offerings this morning.
Video.
Hello, His Tabernacle. How are you? We love you. We're in Campeche, Mexico. We're doing the crusade with Brother Tiff Shuttlesworth. Thank you so much for sowing, changing lives. We're going to take you in a few minutes. Things are starting to crank up. Around here, time's a little bit different. Time's a little bit different. So if they say 6 o'clock it starts, about... Where? Where's Pastor Patricio? Pastor Patricio.
Yes, Lord.
Say hello. Say hola, Pastor Patricio. He's our pastor. Oh, yes. Sister Claudia, we want to say hello. His Tabernacle Family Church.
Sunday morning.
Bendiciones.
We love you. The babies. It's Javi. That's their baby boy. Man, this place is already what the numbers were last night. Already. So we're very excited what God is doing, and we're believing for many souls. I think the first night, between 150 and 200 souls were saved. 1,300 people were in the building. And tonight, we're just believing for double the amount of people and double the amount of salvations. So let me take you inside. They're doing their thing right now. You ready? Let me flip this around. Oh, I don't know if I can flip it around. So here we go. Oh, here's a great pastor. I'm going to preach at his church tomorrow morning. Say hello. Hola.
Hola, hola.
Hola. Amen. They're very good. So I'm going to preach at his church tomorrow morning. That's Pastor William. We're leaving to go home tomorrow. We love you. Pastor Obi's going to bat it out of the park today. We know that. We love you so very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you're praying for us. We love you. Have an awesome church. Have an awesome church service. I know God's Spirit's going to touch and change you. We love you. And we'll be home tomorrow night. See ya. Rock solid faith. Remember, step one.
How amazing is that? 475 souls in 2 days alone. Come on, that deserves a hand clap. Come on, that deserves a hand clap. Today as well, can I have a little bit more on the monitors, please? Today as well, Pastor Spencer and the team, they'll be preaching across 5 different services. It started at 7:30 a.m. this morning. So we're just so excited for them, and we're just so thankful that they have entrusted us, they have equipped us, and they have empowered us, that while they are away, they know this house is good. Amen? So let's just stand up to our feet. Let's just get back into an attitude of worship. I like to worship, and I got the mic today. So y'all go and worship. Amen? But truly, he really is deserving of it. On my walk this morning, I say, God, out of everything, I just want souls saved, and I want your name to be lifted up. So right now, let's just lift up his name. Let's just stir up this atmosphere. Let's just charge this atmosphere and just let him know that he deserves it. So I'm going to challenge you. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands. Let's just begin to worship. Come on, just say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I adore you. Come on. 3 simple words.
You deserve it.
Come on. Yes, he does.
You deserve
Jesus.
It.
Father, flood this place.
You deserve it.
Come on, come on.
You deserve it.
Hallelujah.
You deserve it.
Come on.
You deserve it.
Now, that was cute. All right? Well, you didn't wake up at 11 a.m. service on a Sunday just because. All right? You didn't come here to be cute. You came here to have an encounter with your King. I heard Pastor John Gray say it like this: my Jesus did not die for me casually, so I won't approach him casually. Yeah. Is that okay? So I need you to begin to worship as if he is right in front of you with his nail-pierced hands, showing you how much he loves you, showing you that out of the billions of people on this world, you were worth it. If it was only for you, you were worth it. Come on, let's worship him as if he's truly your King. Let's worship him as if he's truly your King. If you've got to kneel down, if you've got to come down to the altar, that's okay. Let's worship him. Come Come on, sing it out.
Hallelujah.
Sing it out.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Go to a new place in your worship.
Hallelujah.
Go to a new place in your worship.
All the glory.
Come on, let's press in. Let's
all
press in.
Honor.
Let's press in.
All the praise.
Come on, come on, come on. There's a wave of glory in this place. There's a wave of glory in this place. Come on, come on. Come on, let's push. Let's push. Hey! Come on, sing it out, sing it out, come on. Come on, sing it out. You, hold on. You can't always expect Mackenzie and her team to lead you in worship. The Bible said Jesus will retreat by himself, not with his disciples, not with the crowd, by himself to worship and to pray. We thank God for her and her team. They are anointed, they are skilled, but they are not your mouth. We're going to start up the keys again, and you sing it out. You declare it. You tell him. Let your voice touch heaven. Come on, let's go. Come on, sing it out. Come on, yeah, that sounds good to the Father. Come on, sing it out. Yeah, there it is. Come on, sing it out. Yeah. Yeah, there it is, there it is. Come on, come on. Hey!
You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Come on, come on, one more time. One more time, come on. Come on, this is your last time. This is your last time. Come on, lift your hands, lift your voice, lift your worship. This is it right here. Come on, hey!
You deserve it.
I feel the glory in this place. Come on, come on. You're being healed right now. Chains are breaking right now.
worship, worship.
You deserve.
Y'all are just like me. Y'all are tired of church as usual. Y'all are tired of watered down sermons, of regurgitated words, of churches that look good on the outside but are empty on the inside. They sound good but ain't got no power. I'm thankful that's not this house. I'm thankful that's not this house. Every moment of worship is your opportunity for a breakthrough. You cannot pass up moments like this. I will suspend the entire service for the Holy Spirit. I want to move on, but the atmosphere is so charged for worship. Go ahead and flow. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You deserve.
Come on, come on.
You deserve it.
It's simple, but it's powerful. Come on.
You deserve it.
Come on. Come up to the altar if you need to. Come on. Come up to the altar if you need to. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hey! There it is. Come on. Flood this altar. Flood this place. Let him know. Let him know. God from the Father. This is what you need. Come on.
You deserve it.
Yes, God. Come on. Jesus. Jesus. I feel something about to break off in this place. I feel something about to shift in this place. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Come on, open your mouth and start worshiping him.
Pastors, ministers, move, move, move. Pastors, wives, move, move. Something is breaking off in this place. Ushers, please help out. Quickly, quickly.
Our Father,
come on, come on.
All of heaven,
come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Even if you're in their seats, lift your hands. He could touch you right there. He could touch you right there. Come on, the sound of heaven, the sound of heaven, hey, the sound of heaven. Come on, you came here to experience heaven.
Woo!
Come on, come on, worship him, worship him, worship him. Hey! Come on, if you have breath, praise the Lord. If you have breath in your lungs, praise the Lord.
The sound of heaven touching us, our Father. All of heaven rejoice and sing
louder. I command chains to be broken off. I command shackles to be removed. I command walls to come down. I release the anointing of heaven that destroys every yoke of bondage. Let your joy be restored. Let your praise be restored. Let your peace be restored in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, lift your hands, lift your hands. Here comes the anointing. Come on, lift your hands. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. Come on. The Spirit of God is about to hit this place. Get ready. Don't say, I'm going to wait till next week. Get ready right now. Get ready right now. Hey, Katarabasiko. Get ready right now. Get ready right now. Oh, come on. I command healing to your body. I command healing to your body. I don't need to touch you. I can send the word and it'll heal you. I command healing in Jesus' name. Oh, Karabasande. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. I command multiplication on your businesses. I command it in Jesus' name. I decree and declare, your children shall be saved. Your spouse shall be saved. In Jesus' name, your entire household shall be saved. In Jesus' name. Come on. Hey, Karabasoto. Come on. Do not leave this moment. Do not leave this moment. Jesus. Jesus.
Heaven come down.
In the book of Genesis, there's a story of a man who was just hanging out, running away, but hiding and straight chilling. And the Bible declares that when he woke up, he was wrestling with the angel of the Lord. At the time, he didn't know, but he was wrestling. And he was winning so much that this angel of the Lord had to displace his hip. Have you ever been in worship, serving the Lord, and now you feel displaced? And the Bible says that even with the displaced hip, he said, I won't let go until you bless me. He said, if you're going to come into my life, into my space, and disrupt it, I believe, Father, you're not going to just show up just to say, hi, how are you? You're here to do a supernatural work. The atmosphere has been created for you to receive. You don't have to wait for someone to lay hands on you. You can say in this moment of worship, Father, I refuse to let go until you bless me. I've been through too much this week. I have sacrificed too much. I've sown too much. I've given up too much. I've laid down so much. Guess what, Father? I'm calling in my harvest today in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Begin to worship him and say, I won't let go until you bless me. I won't let go until you bless me. I'm getting everything today in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Everything's coming back in the name of Jesus. You're getting everything in Jesus' name. Everything the enemy has taken is coming back today. Everything the locust has taken is coming back right now. Everything the wormwood and cankerworm has taken is coming back right now. I command it to come back in the name of Jesus. I command restoration in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Come on. Come on, let's go. Sing it out. Sing it out. Come on. There it is. There it is. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Don't let go. Until he blesses you. Until you got it back. Everything the enemy has taken. Come on.
We want to see our kingdom. King Jesus.
It's coming back in your worship. It's coming back in your praise. It's coming back. It's coming back. Coming back. I prophesy it's coming back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
We want to see.
Come on, pastors, flow. Ministers, flow. Pastors, wives, flow. Come on, come on. Hey! Yes, God. Woo! The power of God is all over this building. In Jesus' name, I even release the power of God into the children's section. I command right now in Jesus' name, not one child shall be lost in the name of Jesus to the wiles of the enemy. I command every child that is bloodlocked to be protected by the power of God in Jesus' name. I've got 10 minutes to preach. Y'all ever seen a black man preaching 10 minutes? Y'all about to witness a miracle. In fact, don't even go back to your seats. Y'all go stand right there. In the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 11 to 17, we were met with a widow. If y'all want to sit, that's okay. We were met with a widow from the land called Nain. And the Bible does not give her a name. Because I believe that sometimes you are hurt so much, you identify more with your pain than with your purpose. And the Bible declares that she is a widow that's about to go and bury her son. She has no provider in her husband. She has no promise in her son. How is it that the Father that I serve, the King that said, if you come and you follow me, I'll take care of you. How is it that the one that I've sacrificed my entire life for has now taken both my provider and my promise? Then the Bible goes on and begins to say that she did not crumble. She did not give up. She did not just sit down, but she said, I'm a survivor. I will not stop, even if I have to bury my son. I will not stop, even if I have no source of income. I will not stop, even if the debt that my husband has transferred to me. I will not stop, even if I have no offspring to take care of me. I refuse to stop. I'm looking at a bunch of survivors in this place. I'm looking at survivors in this place. I'm looking at a young man up here on the altar. Both his parents have been battling health for almost a decade. He's had every opportunity to run away from the Lord, to give up and to say, skip this church stuff. But look, here he is, audacious enough to wake up this morning, put on some clothes, drive to church and lead worship. I'm looking at a survivor. I see single mothers in this place in which the man that you once loved has now moved on to another lover, has left you with a baby, has left you with no child support, has left you to fend for yourself. He's playing the courts. The courts are actually in his favor. And here you are as a survivor. Your child is in the house of God. Your child is in the house of God. You're here in the house of God. I'm looking at a man right here in this section, was in the hospital for God knows how long. Doctor said, we don't know what's wrong with you. He had every chance to give up. After all, he's been in the hospital to pray for other people, and they've been healed, but not him. He had every opportunity to say, this God thing isn't working. Jehovah Rapha is for everybody else but me. But he said, no, I'm a survivor. We have pastors and ministers on the front row in which their daughter almost died trying to give birth. The pregnancy was killing her daughter. In fact, I'm sure some doctors recommended, abort the seed and you will live. And she said, I refuse to. I'm a survivor. I'm looking at people here who've been fired from jobs in which they had nowhere else to turn. Broke. Beat down. And you have the audacity to fill out a small business form, borrow some capital and say, if no man will hire me, I'll work for myself. And here you are with a thriving business. I'm looking at survivors in this place. God's not looking for perfect. He's looking for survivors. And the Bible declares that as she and the rest of the procession are moving in, Jesus crashes the funeral. Jesus is audacious enough to interrupt your pain. Well, Pastor, I'm entitled to my pain. Psychologically, I need to grieve. In fact, Bible times, since you're the Bible college dean, let me tell you this. Back in the Bible days, they had 30 days to grieve. So how about that? I don't care what the law says when my king shows up. Because here's the thing. He's not interrupting your pain to hurt you. He's interrupting your pain to promote you. God is saying, you don't have 30 days to grieve because your promise is coming in 10. You don't have 30 days to lament. Your promise is waiting for you at home after this service. I said this first service. Is your schedule set up to fit God? Or does God have to fit your schedule? That thing which you refuse to let God interrupt has now become your God. You go ask for that thing to provide for you. Is it a boyfriend? Is it a girlfriend? Is it your child? Is it your job? Is it your social life? What thing are you saying, God, I refuse to bring to this altar? You could touch everything but this thing. That's your God. I'm not saying that to condemn you. I'm saying that to encourage you, because in your worship, if you laid it down, you've not placed the Father at the correct spot. Because when he interrupts, it's not by accident. It's to bless you. So here comes the blessing. First, we had the survivor. That was the miracle. Then we had the interruption. That's a miracle. And now the seed, that's a miracle. Check this out. The Bible says that when Jesus came, this is, first of all, it's in Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17, for all you people that think I'm just talking. Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17. The Bible says, when Jesus came, he came up to the coffin, touched it, and the people carrying it stood still. Let me tell you this. There are some people in your life, the only reason they want to be in your life is to carry you to your funeral. You got a job now they all of a sudden show up. You have a nice car now they always want to take a ride with you. You were in a studio apartment, now you got a 3-bedroom house, and now they always want to crash with you. Where were they when you were before a survivor? Now they want to show up at a convenient time, so when you fall, they can bury you and take your promise. But when Jesus shows up, the Bible says that they stood still. It's time for you to look those people in the face and say, thus far, but no further. I refuse to be buried prematurely. That's a side note. So then the Bible says that Jesus touched the coffin, but then spoke to the boy and said, young boy, arise. I love the fact that he didn't touch the boy. He spoke to the boy. Because power of life and death resides in your tongue, not your touch, not your checkbook, not the dance in your feet. It's in your tongue. He said, young boy, arise. And the Bible says that the boy popped up and began to speak. Let me tell you this. There's a miracle in your seed. Firstly, your seed is not dead yet. The Bible says, young boy. That means it has youth. I don't care how old you are, your seed still has power. I don't care how old you are, your seed, you right there, young man, your seed has life. It's not too late. I don't care if you're 85 years old, your seed still has youth. Then the Bible says that the boy spoke, which tells me that your seed has a voice. Stop trying to muzzle your seed. Let it speak. I might have been down and out, but when I think of the goodness of the Lord, all he has done for me. My soul begins to cry out. I begin to sing songs off key that don't make sense to me, but I know the Father understands them. My seed has his youth. My seed has his voice. But check this out. The Bible says that after the boy got up and was presented to his mother, then that story went through all of Judea, which tells me this. Your seed has the potential to hit the nations. But if you bury your seed when it was only asleep, you've already lost. Stop holding funerals for things that are only asleep. Stop holding funerals for things that are only asleep. It's not speaking because it's dead. It's not speaking because you haven't spoken life back into it. But let this be the last day you bury another thing prematurely. That joy that's been taken from you, speak life to it. That peace you've lost, speak life to it. That marriage that crumbled, it's okay. My Father can restore. Speak life to it. Those children that are so wayward, you think they are so lost, speak life to it. That job where you work harder than everybody else, but you're always passed over, speak life to it. This church that may have even hurt you, offended you, the person next to you in your row used you, your destiny, if you're connected to this vision, is in this house. So don't speak death over it. Speak life. Yes, you may have hurt me, but there's what, 400 seats in here? If you can't find another seat, you could take mine. Find a different seat. Get into the Word of God. Join a connection group. But stop burying prematurely what's only asleep. So you might have thought when the lights came on, you were attending a funeral. But I'm here to tell you, it's a celebration. Because I see life coming back to your seed. I see power coming back to your seed. The blood of Jesus has protected it all this time. Father, I just thank you. Not only did a black man preach a sermon in 12 minutes. Someone just said, come on. But Father, we didn't have church like regular. I thank you for the training we have all had to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to not rush you, Father. I thank you for the chains that were broken even before the word was released because of the power of their worship. But now with the word being released, Father, I remind you of your word in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, that you confirmed it with signs and wonders. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you were in this place and you said, Pastor, I wasn't the widow, but I was the one that's been dead because I never had Jesus in my life. If that's you and you're in this place and you say, Pastor, I'm scared. I don't know what else to do, but I have no other options. And I want to challenge your word that if I live for this Jesus, I think he can change my life. And I'm here to tell you, challenge accepted. So if you're in this place, you have no other options but Jesus, and you want him to be the Lord of your life, I want you to be bold and raise your hand in this place. Be bold. Be bold. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Amen. Marianne, can you raise your hand? Can you raise your hand? If you raise your hand, please come up to this lady. In fact, I'm going to come down. I'm going to escort you over. Come on, clap, clap, clap. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Come on, anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody else? If that's you, come on over. I'm proud of you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Come on, little girl. If you want to get saved, that's okay. Come on. Anybody else? Mindy's team will be over on that side ministering to her. Look, the Bible said that the angels rejoice even when one person gets saved. all this worship, all the sweat through this suit, all the hopping up and down, it was worth one soul. I'd do it all over again, so would our senior pastors. Amen. Now, every person else, if you're in this place and you are tired of bearing things prematurely, my man, I'm proud of you. You are tired of bearing things prematurely. You are tired of waking up every day and feeling it's yet another funeral. And you realize after this word that it wasn't the world against you. It was you against yourself, speaking death instead of life. If you're in this place and you want today to be the last day you ever have a funeral, and you want one of the pastoral staff to pray for you, I challenge you, quickly come up to this altar. Quickly, quickly. If you don't want any more funerals in your life, come on, quickly, quickly. You guys, as politely as I can, if you're not up here, you are dismissed. But please, let's not be casual with this anointing. Please exit quietly and get your kids, go home to your pot roast. It's okay. But let's just be courteous of those that are up here to receive. You are blessed, you are released. We'll see you next week. We'll see you during the week for next steps, step one and step two. If you're a guest, again, we have a guest reception on that side. But if you're up here, we're going to continue to worship. This is your moment. Again, we will shut down everything today for you to receive. Do not leave this place until you receive. So the pastors, ministers, pastors' wives are going to come minister to you guys. Everybody else, you are blessed. You are released. Have an awesome, phenomenal, blessed week. In Jesus' name.